Okay, so just briefly, this morning I was just thinking, since it's Parshas Balak, I was thinking about the minhag that we have, at least in Ashkenazi liturgy and Ashkenazi Sidurim, to start our day as we enter Shul with the Pasuk, one of the Psukim from the Brachot that Bilam ends up giving of Matovo Alecha Yaakov. And I was just wondering as to the source of this minhag. So I haven't done any independent work on it to trace it. So what I'm saying now is based on an article in Sinai, Volume Ayin Chet, by an Aleph Hilevitz. So he notes that the minhag Ashkenaz and minhag, and several other minhage tefillah start have this minhag when you enter shul to say Matovu Alecha Yaakov and a series of other psukim, the rest of them coming from Tehillim. And he notes that the reason for this minhag seems to be, as he says, that the minhag is lahabia idrikshot halev imaknisa lebeit hakneset, that we express our emotions as we enter shul. So we say these poetic psukim that get us in the mood as we come to shul. Now the minhag to start specifically with Matovu originally appears in the Siddur of Rav Amram Gaon. Though as he notes, interestingly, it doesn't seem to be a minhag to say it in the morning. As it appears in the Siddur of Rav Amram Gaon, it seems to be that his custom was to say these series of psukim every time he walked into shul, whether he was davening, not davening, shachris, mincha, walking in just to learn, whatever the case may be, he said that the minhag was to say these psukim. And that again is the position of Rav Amram Gaon. The other minhag, the other early minhag that you have from Rav Hai Gaon actually doesn't include the pasuk of Matovu at all. It does start with the pasuk, which we also have in this unit, Vani Berov Chasecha Voveisecha, etc. However, and this is found in many of the early sources, this pasuk wasn't simply meant as a way of introducing tefillah. This was the medieval equivalent, this was the Rishonic equivalent of Hoshias Amecha. It was what people said when you wanted to count for a minion. Vani berov chasdecha vovesecha eshtachave elheichal kodshecha b'yerasecha, 10 words. And apparently the original minhag wasn't even for one person to count. It was to do a sound off, right? That each person standing would say one of the words. And if by the time you went around the circle, you got to the end of the pasuk, so then you knew that you had a minyan. That was apparently the original minhag of Rav Hai Gaon. It was for that reason that these minhagim, which eventually merged, at least in some sidurim, while you normally start with psukim from Chumash, actually started with the pasuk of Aniber of Chasicha, because it was pre-davening. First you counted your minyan, then once you knew you had a minyan, so you started davening, then Matovu, which is from Chumash, would go before the psukim that are from Ksuvim, that are from Tehillim. So he notes that there were these two early minhagim, the minhag of Rav Amram Gaon, which started with Matovu, and was every time he walked into shul, and then there was the minhag of Rav Hai Gaon that didn't have Matovu, which started Vani Berov Chasicha, and again, that was to count the minyan. He notes that if you go through the Rishonim, you'll find that many of them simply don't have the minhag of Matovu. In the Avudraham, you don't have it. And he talks about some of the other psukim and says the reason we have them is because we want to get to the number 18 words, Keneged the Yudches Brachos of Shemona Esrei, which is not true if you add in Matovu. So many of them simply don't mention it. The Maharshal in Teshuvah Samach Daled doesn't just not mention it, he actively opposes it. Because he says that Ein Zem Mikomo, this is not the right place to have it. And he says, why would we want to start off our day with a pasuk from Bilam that was meant to be a klala? Because even though it was turned into a bracha, the intent behind these words were supposed to be a curse. And therefore he thinks that we shouldn't start with this at all. And he says, my minhag, I'm aware that there is such a minhag, but he rejected it actively rather than just not mentioning it. So again, you have the position of Amram Gaon, who actively suggests you say Matovu at the beginning, because it talks about the beauty of shuls, gets us in the mood. You have those who simply don't mention it, have the other psukim from Tehillim, which get us in the mood, or are used to count for the minyan. And then you have the position of the Maharshal that actively rejects it. Now, at the end of this article, Hilevitz simply notes that one could have suggested that the minhag, either for or against, saying Matovu should come out of a Gemara in Brachos Daf Yud Beis, where the Gemara in Brachos suggests that originally they wanted to be koveya parshas Bilam in Kriyashma, but they didn't mishum tircha detzibura, because it would be too long and would bother the community if we added in parshas Bilam. So on the one hand, you could have thought that this is a support against, because they wanted to institute Parshas Bilam, but we didn't. But he notes it's obviously not the case, because when they say Parshas Bilam, they don't mean the first pasuk. They mean whatever they mean. They mean a good portion of what we call Parshas Balak. Because if they didn't, that's not a tircha d'tzibura. One pasuk doesn't do much. Second of all, the themes that the Gemara pulls out of why you would say it with Kriyashma connect to Yitzias Mitzrayim, which are the other psukim later in the brachos, earlier in the brachos rather, not the pasuk of Matovu. So it doesn't act as a raya against. It also doesn't act as a raya for, because again, the minhag to say it, to actually say the whole parsha, is not something we do. And again, the themes that we pick up on are not those that were picked up by the Gemara. So again, the minhag Ashkenaz seems to follow some modified version of Rav Amram going and say Matovu when we enter Shul, and all those other psukim that were collected through the various minhagim. There are other nuschah, there are other minhagim that don't say Matovu, in line with either positions of the Mavudram, who simply doesn't mention it, or perhaps even in line of the Marshal, who actively rejects the saying of Matovu because it comes from the klalos of Bilam.